This is TWiT.
This is a tech break from This Week in Tech. I'm Leo Laporte. Just moments ago, Microsoft announced Windows 11, the next version of Windows, according to WCCF Tech, which apparently has some information we don't have. This version of Windows will be a free upgrade coming this fall. Panos Panay, who's in charge of hardware and software at Microsoft, talked about the new Windows, saying he's so pumped, as Panos always does, and welcome home, which I think will be the tagline for the new Windows. Very much a version of Windows for the home, connecting to the people you want to connect with, used for creation and, of course, gaming. In fact, they use the tagline create, connect, and play. Some new features, including a new app store, and perhaps the biggest story here, Android apps available in Microsoft's store through Amazon using Intel's Bridge software. Microsoft had their own Android Bridge software but killed that project some years ago. Apparently, Intel did not. They focused on an open hardware ecosystem, and Satya Nadella, CEO of Microsoft, said that that is one of the key tenets of Microsoft Windows. It's a democratizing force for the world, promising, he said, sovereignty for creators and agency for consumers. This pretty clearly is a shot across the bow to Apple. They focused on the openness of the Windows platform. And they even said you could bring your own commerce engine to the Microsoft store, meaning they won't take the 30% commission that Apple does. It looks like Teams will replace Skype for a lot of the connectivity they talked about. They also showed a new glass-like interface with rounded corners, transparency, and announced Windows widgets, which will be open to third parties. That will slide in and allow you to get quick glances at things like Windows, weather and your calendar and so forth. This really making Windows look a lot more like a mobile operating system. And in fact, at one point they showed detaching the Surface screen from the Surface keyboard and using Windows in a tablet mode, something that Microsoft has always tried to make Windows, shoehorn Windows into. They said, we're going to enlarge touch targets. We're going to make it a little bit easier to touch. And I think that was something much needed in Windows tablet mode. So there you go. A new version of Windows 11 available not till this fall. It will be a free upgrade for Windows 10 owners as long as they have a fairly modern PC. This has been a Tech Break. For more tech news all week long, tune in twit.tv. I'm Leo Laporte.